Hey everybody, stay tuned where I'm going to be joined with Rob and we're going to be talking about enterprise scale landing zones and how they can help with your cloud deployments. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. In this show, we're going to be talking to Microsoft experts to tackle some of the questions and obstacles that you might have on your cloud adoption journey. Now, in a previous episode, we mentioned landing zones, which are there to help organizations speed up their cloud deployments and also give them a consistent redeployable environment as well. Now, to dive even deeper into the enterprise scale landing zones, we're welcoming back Rob to the show. Rob, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Really happy to be back today.
Awesome. Now, with enterprise scale landing zones, are they only designed for our customers who identify themselves as enterprises?
So that's an excellent question. I get asked that one all the time, especially from just different size customers that are looking to really build a foundation to be successful in Azure. So here, let me share a quick screen with you right here where I first want to just quickly just catch everybody up that maybe hasn't seen one of the previous conversations that we've had and just bring us up to speed. So the enterprise scale is an architectural approach for implementing your landing zone at scale. And the cool thing here is it comes with two buckets, all right? It comes with the enterprise scale architecture, which you would find in the cloud adoption framework. And we also have the enterprise scale reference implementation that we have on Azure GitHub, where we have three reference implementations that you could think of them as different starting points to go ahead and build out your enterprise scale foundation for your landing zones.
So you mentioned three reference implementations, Rob. Could you dive a little bit deeper into those for us, please? Because they sound quite interesting.
Oh, absolutely. So what I'm going to do here on my screen is I'm actually going to take you over to the Cloud Adoption Framework. And from the Cloud Adoption Framework, where I am, just so we're all on the same page in case you're following along with me, is I'm in the Ready methodology under Azure Landing Zones Implementation Options. What you're going to find in those implementation options are three reference implementations for enterprise scale. And if you'd like to learn more about, well, hey, all right, I've read through them. These are very interesting to me, but I want to go and understand even some more depth or details. You can actually go ahead and click the deploy link, which is going to take you over to our shortcut in GitHub, all right, where you'll find detailed information on those reference implementations. So for example, here I am in GitHub. You could see deploy reference implementations. I'll select the first one here, which is our Contoso reference implementation. And you're going to find very detailed around what this is, the full architectural diagram. And of course, we've got some implementation notes in here around our areas of design to get you started. And there's a deploy button at the top for when you're ready to go ahead and give it a try.
Okay, so that deploy button, is that takes us to an ARM template. Is that right, Rob? Or where does that take us?
Yes, absolutely. So when you hit the deploy button, what it will do is we'll actually go ahead and take you into the Azure portal. So if I click on it now, it's going to go ahead and have me log in real quick. And then it will take you through a templatized experience through deploying enterprise scale. What we do is we try to align as much as we can to the eight areas of design that we've talked about before and take you through those decisions through this templatized experience. So in this case, if I wanted to go through this, in my example here, I would probably, well, for example, pick off like US East because I'm located over there, all right? And I would hit next here. I need to provide a prefix so we know when we deploy this, you know, we have a way to find it within our list of management groups in our tenant. So I'll just do AZ Dem for this example here. And then what you'll see is we'll actually go through and ask you questions. For example, platform management, security, and governance. So here, Sarah, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, do you want to enable log analytics? You can say yes or no. We're going to leave the default as yes. It's going to say, well, how many, you know, what do you want for retention? 30 days, I can pick the little slider here, take it up to whatever I want. I think for maybe this example here, let's just do, let's do like 180 days. Let's do like half the year, all right? Now, an important thing it's gonna ask when you go through this is, what subscription would you like to deploy this landing zone to for the management? So where do you want log analytics to go? So let's just do, we'll do subscription number 102 for us here. And you'll see we'll enable solutions out of the box for you to make. And of course, if you're a customer and you say, all right, there's a particular solution I'm not going to use here. Maybe I'm not using update management. You could say no to that and you could continue on. The other thing at the bottom here is we want to make sure that we turn on Azure Defender. And if you want to use Azure Sentinel, you have an opportunity to deploy that as well using this templatized experience. For connectivity, for this one that I'm showing you here, for this reference implementation, it's using the virtual WAN. So you could say, do you want to enable the virtual WAN? I could say yes. What subscription would you like that one to go to? So this will be a different subscription. So I'll pick 103 for this one. And then it's going to say, well, what address space do you want? And where do you want the hub to be for the virtual WAN? So let's just keep everything in the US East for me. And then, of course, do you want to use VPN Gateway? Maybe you're an ExpressRoute customer. And do you want to deploy Azure Firewall? So I'm going to say yes to Azure Firewall. And I'm going to go ahead and say yes to deploy an ExpressRoute for this particular scenario here. The last thing is the landing zone itself. You need to pick a subscription for your landing zone. So let's see here. I'm going to pick 104 for that one. And this is where my workloads themselves are going to live when I go ahead and finish the deployment. Again, it's going to ask us a lot of questions about what do you want to turn on for your landing zone? Do you want to enable monitoring for your Windows VMs? Do you want to enable monitoring for your scale sets? Check this one out here. We're going to have backups. Do you want to turn on backups for your VM? So that means anytime a VM is deployed within that subscription, we're going to automatically turn backups on for you. And you could just continue to work your way through these. And these are all called out in our enterprise scale architecture in the cloud adoption framework in our 8 areas of design. So when you're all done, Sarah, you just hit review and create. It's going to attempt to validate the template, make sure it's all good to go. Of course, I just picked in this case just a bunch of subscriptions. So, you know, I may have had some duplicates there, but it looks like I got lucky on my selections. And we picked ones that I don't have something previously deployed to. So our validations have passed. When am I all done here? I just say go ahead and create. And away it goes. Takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And when it's all done, I'm not going to make you sit here, Sarah, and wait for that to deploy. So when it's all done, you'll have you could go to your Azure, log into the portal, go to your tenant, and here you could actually see AZDEM. That's a top level management group. And if you take a look, here's the structure for the management groups. Here's landing zones. My landing zones that I selected to be deployed will show up in the online management group. And in fact, here they all are right here. So I actually have 5 landing zones that I've built out in this example here.
That looks pretty cool. And it looks like it's such an enabler for our customers. Now, I will be honest, I did a little bit of homework before you came on the show. And I remember reading that there are things like design areas and design principles. I think you even mentioned it when you were walking through the template. Now, should I be thinking about those before I do the template, or thinking about the template first and then the design areas? Which one comes first, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you go ahead and do this, you really need to make sure that when you're thinking about what does the design look like, and before you even go into that template and do your deployment, the first thing we want you to look at in the cloud adoption framework for enterprise scale landing zones is the design principles. And those design principles actually are 5 core principles that we'd like you to bear in mind. And here, what we're going to do is I'm going to build these slides out real quick for you, and I'll give you a quick primer on this. So when you go ahead and think about the design principles, you would put this in the context of every decision you make in the 8 areas of design. So whether it's management, security, identity, it's going to be DevOps, whatever of those design areas that you go through, you want to make sure that you're thinking about these design principles and the impact of the decisions you're making and how they may affect the design principles here. So for example, one of our big design principles is policy-driven governance, right? We want to use Azure policy to drive governance and make sure that your foundation stays on, I'd say, compliant and secure at all times. And we use Azure policy for this. So in this scenario, Sarah, think of it like this. If you were to go ahead and use a NVA, which is a network virtual appliance, all right, that is not an Azure native, like our app gateway would be something that is native, right, to Azure. So say you said, all right, I'm going to go with a third-party NVA. Now, that's great. You may have some extra licenses for that, and that makes a lot of sense for your environment. But because you've made that decision, you may have strayed outside of one of our design principles where you can no longer use policy to govern that particular resource in Azure. So now, then you have to ask yourself, is maybe the savings or the skills I already have available using that MVA, does that outweigh the fact that I can no longer govern that particular resource in Azure with policy? And how could that impact me long term? And those are the types of trade-offs or considerations we want you to think through as you go through the network. Like I said, security, identity, management of through those eight areas. You should also always bear these in mind. Another one here is around subscription. As you saw, I used a bunch of different subscriptions as I went through the template. And we really do use that subscriptions as our way to, think of it as our way of control the unit of scale and management for your environment. So we can govern who has access and have and make it very, very tailored and restrictive by making sure all workloads go into separate subscriptions. Now, that's not a hard and fast rule. Obviously, there's going to be some cases where you could have multiple applications in a single subscription. But for the most part, we do want to get people in a pattern to really think through using subscriptions for each of their major line of business applications and workloads as that unit of scale and management.
Awesome. It sounds like our enterprise scale landing zones really give our customers a great journey to go through when they're thinking about deploying workloads in the cloud. Now, Rob's told us a lot of information and pointed to a lot of great resources. What we're going to be doing is pointing those in the description box below. So make sure you're checking those out and having some further reading of that. Thank you again, Rob, for coming on the show. And please do join us for future episodes of the Azure Enablement Show.